Hey freaks, it's the best of the Store to View Daily. Enjoy these classique episodes while Sideshow freaks get brand new programs. If you want to sign up, go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. New shows will resume right here at distortedview.com next week. Until then, bye everybody.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Allow my voice to instruct the process of enlarging your penis. Follow the path directly to your penis. Actually allow yourself to see and feel the experience of being inside of your penis. Your entire body, your mind, and your spirit is in agreement with creating a large, strong penis. Pulsing with excitement and vitality.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot bigger.
Much bigger, no doubt about it.
Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, January 2nd, 2007. Coming up on the program today, parasites that turn women into loose, filthy whores. Plus, log attack. And porn that comes fully loaded on your Windows PC. All of this plus your emails and a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yeah, it's a brand new year of DV, my freaky deekies. Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. We have a Sextastic Tuesday story for you in just a minute. But first, I wanted to announce the winner of the Don West contest. Now, for the past week and a half or so, I've been asking you guys to send me a Don West theme song using sound clips of that crazy guy, Don West, who would do the sports collectible show on the Shop at Home channel or whatever. Derek Jeter! Jim Minton! You know, he's just insane. And there's a website called DonWest.org where there's just tons of sound clips. I told you guys to make your very own songs, send them to me, and my favorite will win a lifetime membership to the Super Freak Sideshow. And I gotta say, all of these were really funny. I mean, you add Don West to anything and it's just hilarious. So I had to pick one winner. And it was really hard. But ultimately, I decided on this guy because all of his songs, and he did send more than one. I believe he sent like 8,000 of them. He loves making the Don West mashups. His name is Corey S., and I'm going to play some of his submissions right now. Corey S., you are the grand prize winner of the Don West contest. Email me, just so I know which email address to send your login membership shit to the sideshow with. But congratulations, you are the winner. Now here is a little bit of Corey S.'s Don West submissions.
That ever played professional sports, Sammy Sosa. And if you have a problem with that statement, I don't care. Jose Canseco, no. Deion Sanders, no. Sammy Sosa, yes. This is something so special, something so incredible, so rare.
Well, I just heard
these are magical boxes. The fact that we even have them is a miracle.
It seems my life
never in the history of your life
is gonna change.
Can you believe that?
I close my eyes.
Close your eyes and think of this.
Begin to pray.
I think sometimes the good Lord just shows off.
Tears of joy.
Look at that.
Stream down my face with
packs wide open. We're gonna open some on the air. Actual samples. It's like, do you understand what's in here? I can't stand being around on open packs. I've gotta open them up. This is silly. Packs wide open. Nice card, baby. Look at the quality of the cards. Nice card, baby. Who stops? Listen, we are doing a sports blitz. We are absolutely going out to set every record that can be set on a sports card show. Ooh, look at this Derek Jeter right here. Flair brilliance. Ah, nice card, baby. It is pure magic. It is going to give you a factory sealed case the size of a Buick Regal.
Oh!
Look at that, Ricky Williams, mint nines.
Nice
card, baby.
I am baseball,
man. Baseball card collecting, in my opinion, the funnest hobby there ever was. It has been mine since I was 5 years old. The funnest hobby I have ever been a part of.
Baseball cards. This is the most unbelievable thing ever done on television. You've never seen anything like this in your life. Period. Bar none. You can take that to the bank. I am baseball, man.
Say my name, say my name.
What's the name of that lead singer for Destiny's Child? Tyra Banks.
Say my name, say my name.
What's her name? Beyonce. Beyonce rookie cards are in there. Insane. Crazy. Crazy. We have the phones going crazy. Insane. Crazy. Crazy. You've never seen anything like this in your life. It's gonna look like somebody's delivered a refrigerator to your house. I know it makes no sense. You don't have to tell me. We put the deal together.
Again, thank you very much to everyone who submitted songs, and we'll be doing another contest real soon for those of you who can't afford, you know, to sign up for a membership or whatever. We'll give you guys another chance to win a free membership to the Sideshow. Very exciting. Now, my friends, it's time for Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit we do every single Tuesday where I simply read you a porno. But the porno stories that I read are not normal. They're a little off. Sometimes they're disgusting, sometimes they're just strange, and sometimes they're funny. Today, I think it's going to be a combination of strange and gross. I found the story, and I read just the first paragraph, and I realized, oh my god, this is distorted view material. So hopefully the rest of the story is going to be okay. I should really learn from the past. This is probably going to be a giant clusterfuck. But let's get into it right now. It's today's Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
All right, today's story is entitled Medplay. Okay. Now, I'm not your normal bar crawler. I simply do not normally go to bars. So I'm horned up and have no resources. So, firstly, I go to the bathroom, clean up the large enema bags, and get out the catheter supplies. Oh boy, we're in for a ride, freaks. Sitting on the toilet, I finger myself, right? And remove any chunks. Hold on, this bears repeating. Sitting on the toilet, I finger myself and remove any chunks within finger distance of my hole. Poetic. Actually, that does not feel so bad. The deed is done. I thoroughly wash my fingers and my cock with warm, soapy water. Nice and clean. Ting! He was scooping shit out with his fingers. With the bag hanging on the medical stand, I take the nozzle over to the sink and make sure the water flows freely. Then stop the keck. I don't know what the hell keck means, so I looked it up, and according to the dictionary here, it's a verb meaning to feel as if one is about to vomit. Doesn't really apply here, but then again, it kinda does, doesn't it? My floor is covered with my bath mat and my towel for me to lie on. With my knees raised above my body, my greased finger finds my pleasure hole. One finger. Ah, ah, ah. Two finger. Ah, ah, ah. Three finger. Ah, ah, ah. I just relax and take it all in. Both literally and figuratively. My sphincter seems loose enough, so I grease up the large walnut-shaped black nylon nozzle and hop on it. Ooh! I love the feeling as the water starts its flow. Love the feeling of the cramping, the ass tea that comes out. Oh. Oh. I love the whole procedure and basically all things medical. Now, I'm lying on the floor and getting really comfortable. Really? You can get comfortable in that position, producing ass tea with an enema. The feeling, as always, makes me rock hard. Once the water begins to rise and my bowels are comfortable, I stand up and go to the sink. Please don't describe this. Standing at the sink, I sterilize my hands. Really? Is there any need to? They're just going to get dirty again. I have a feeling. Yes, I sterilize my hands under my fingernails, my cock, and the immediate areas around my penis. My next move is to open the medicine and remove my kit. Oh, he has a kit. Inside is a Foley catheter. Surgilube. Inflation syringe. Sterilized gloves. Saline solution. Betadine wipes and a collection of equipment, among other things. Being ever so careful, I carefully rewash my hands, blot them dry, and ever so carefully open the gloves and put them on. Oh, my belly is feeling ever so good as the nice warm water rises to the occasion. Once the sterile gloves are on, I undo the betadine wipes and make sure that most of my penis is disinfected. Oh, they're disinfecting wipes. Okay. My next move is to open the Surgilube and make sure there is a nice bead of lube on the head of my penis. Where is he going to stick it? I shudder to think. The Foley container is opened, and carefully picked up by the tail, I then lube the bottom inch or two. Oh. He's not going to be sticking his dick anywhere. Something is going in. Oh, it feels so good as the lube is being pushed into my cock slit, and the Foley is very carefully worked in. I grease only 2 to 3 inches next to my penis as I work it in. One hand is holding the end of the tube from touching anything. The other is ever so carefully. Let's count how many times he uses the word careful or carefully. So far, we're up to about 80. Making my man cunt... Okay. Let me rewind this, because again, it bears repeating. One hand is holding the end of the tube from touching anything. The other is ever so carefully making my man cunt swallow my tube. Your dick hole is not your man cunt. I love being fucked. It feels so nice as my penis is being fucked from the inside. Once most of the length is carefully worked in, I hit the prostate. With a careful shove, Foley's head is past my sphincter and it feels like I want to come. Being careful, I close the valve on the urine side of my Foley. What the fuck? Don't these perverted fuckers proofread? It really screws me up when I have to read shit like, of the my. Doesn't make any sense. Furthermore, you can really tell that the author of the story is really into this shit. Like, this is what he does. This is a very autobiographical, I'm going to guess, because he knows way too much about the procedures and the terminology, valves and Foleys and shit. It's frightening a little bit. All right, so he is apparently closing the valve on his my Foley, but I fill the inflation syringe with the appropriate amount of saline. Then I screw the syringe head to the Foley receptor. Okay, sure, MacGyver. One or two more shoves and the catheter is home. Home? Where's home at? How far is this thing going? Oh, the feeling. My left hand pushes the saline to inflate the bulb. A quick tug and all is nested and not about to move anytime soon. I love to piss, and this is a way to make me piss. Okay. Can't you just have a couple beers? After closing off the inflation valve, I attach the extension tube to the urine side. Dangling the urine tube over the edge of the sink, I slowly open the urine valve, and my golden manhood races down the sink. Undoing the leg bag, I firmly attach the leg bag to the extension tube and dribble slightly into the bag. This really sounds like instructions on how to set up a home entertainment system. After closing the inflation valve, insert slot B to slot A. Fasten with the provided screws using a standard Phillips head screwdriver. Next, attach the leg bag to the extension tube and dribble. Alright, my bowels are now really enjoying the sense of fullness. Basically, for you guys not understanding what's going on here, I'm going to try to... Basically, all he's doing is he has a catheter shoved in his cock hole, and he gave himself an enema. So, soon enough, he's going to be exploding shit and piss, I guess. My bowels are really enjoying the sense of fullness. I found out years ago that I can easily take a good gallon of water in basically any position. I love it. A gallon of water? Dude, you're like an ass camel. Guys, let me tell you something right now. If he ever offers you a drink, just say no. You don't know what spigot it's coming out of. All right. My bowels are now really enjoying the sense of fullness. I found out years ago that I can easily take a good gallon of water in basically any position. I love it. I found the Velcro straps. What? Where did this come from? Yes, I found Velcro straps, and I take my leg bag and strap it into place. Oh, okay. He's just setting up his, piss bag, I guess. The bag collects my golden manhood and keeps it until I decide to release. With a new bag and a new extension tube, I should have no leaks. I'm a big boy now. Doot doot. Back on my backside to finish my bag I go. The first cramp is now beginning, and it feels so good with all my prostate stimulation. A few minutes later, I take my hands and massage my gut to get the last of the churning water into myself. Once the bag is empty, I remove the nozzle and insert a similarly sized plug. No leaks here. Hooray! The cramps begin to subside, so off to the bedroom I go. But the cramps begin again, so I go to the bathroom, sit on the toilet, remove the plug, and explode. This is what I like. A few gurgles later, and a nice dark ass tea is coming from my pals. Stop referring to liquidy shit as ass tea! Although that is kind of funny. Wow! Once the water is finally out, I replug myself and re-empty the bag strapped to my leg. Love it. The end, I guess? Guys, I am just as confused as you are. I don't really know what he was doing. I guess he was just trying to keep himself plugged so none of his ass water would come out. And for some reason, he hooked himself up to a catheter so he could just piss whenever. There you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday. What a way to start the new year. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Alrighty. Oh, I did want to mention, if you are a Sideshow member, I'm going to be posting all of the Don West song entries onto the site so you guys can enjoy them. Those should be up in the next day or two, so check it out, superfreaksideshow.com, soon to be renamed. First story we have for you today. A common parasite can increase a woman's attractiveness to the opposite sex, but also make men more stupid. About 40% of the world's population is infected with Toxoplasma gondii. Including about 8 million Australians. Human infection generally occurs when people eat raw or undercooked meat that has cysts, containing the parasite, or accidentally ingest some of the parasite's eggs excreted by an infected cat. So look, if you have this disease, it's either because of uncooked meat or you're eating cat turds. I'd tell your friends you were eating undercooked meat. The parasite is known to be dangerous to pregnant women as it can cause disability or abortion of the unborn child.
And I wonder what I would have grown up to be. I guess I'll never know. 'Cause mommy, you killed me.
Parasites, the sensible alternative to coat hangers. And it can also kill people whose immune systems are weakened. This is like the wonder parasite. It's killing babies and old people. Until recently, it was thought to be an insignificant disease in healthy people, Sydney University of Technology infectious disease researcher Nikki Bolter said, but new research has revealed its mind-altering properties.
I went over my friend's house, and he asked me if I wanted to eat some cat shit. So I said, sure. And as I bit down into it, I noticed it had a face. And it told me it had 7 kids. It was at that very moment I wish I was eating a hot dog.
Alright. Interestingly, the effect of the infection is different between men and women. Do tell, Dr. Bolter. Infected men have lower IQs, achieve a lower level of education, and have shorter attention spans. Holy shit, he's describing me. They're also more likely to break rules and take risks, be more independent, more antisocial, suspicious, jealous, and morose, and are deemed less attractive to women. Holy shit, I think I'm infected with Toxoplasma gondii. In short, it can make men behave like alley cats and women behave like sex kittens. Everything this guy talks about has to do with cats. It's found in cat shit. Guys are acting like alley cats, women like sex kittens. Come on. When the parasite is found in women, on the other hand, they tend to be more outgoing, friendly, more promiscuous, and are considered more attractive to men compared with non-infected controls. Holy shit, we need to somehow get this parasite into the women's food supply. Here's my suggestion. Let's replace women's birth control pills with cat shit. We'll have a bunch of loose, knocked-up women running around. A utopia. Dr. Bolter said the recent Czech Republic research was not conclusive, but was backed up by animal studies that found infection also changes the behavior of mice. The mice were more likely to take risks that increased their chance of being eaten by cats. Of course, his study had something to do with cats. I'm sorry. I just love kittens. Fruitcake. Alright, the increasing body of evidence connecting Toxoplasma gondii infection with changes in personality and mental state, combined with the extremely high incidence of human infection in both developing and developed countries, poor people eating cat shit, warrants increased government funding and research, in particular to find safe and effective treatments or vaccines. So thank you very much, Dr. Bolton, for your wonderful cat studies. The medical community salutes you. Second story we have for you today comes from Chicago. Members of a Chicago family are trying to get a warning out after they said a computer they bought as a child's gift turned out to be laden with pornography.
I feel it in my fucking cunt. My cunt is fucking hurting.
How wonderful would that be? Buying a computer preloaded with porn. That's what it's going to be used for anyways. Rick and Joy Donaldson had something special planned this Christmas for their 13-year-old son Simon, a brand new computer. On Christmas Day, we set it up, hit Internet Explorer, and the first thing to pop up was a porn site, said Rick Donaldson. That was a shocker. Joy Donaldson said what appeared was child pornography. The Donaldson said they had to yell for their son to stay out of the room. Rick Donaldson said he purchased the computer from a CompUSA store. It was a floor model. There you go. Fucking old man trying to save a few bucks. Find a floor model. That's what you get. Yes, it was a floor model Donaldson bought at a discount, but the father never imagined that such content would be on the computer. He said the URL that appeared wasn't just pornographic, but racist, too. Holy shit. I think Distorted View was their start page. It was very frustrating, Joy Donaldson said. As the Donaldsons tried to close the window, of course, another popped open, inviting them to email the site to a friend. The Donaldsons packed up the computer and returned it. The store cleaned it up and offered a $100 voucher. I sense a lawsuit. CompUSA said it's common practice for the store to erase hard drives, a store representative. It's so funny because that's the first thing I do when I go into a CompUSA looking at computers. I change the start pages to funny websites. Some old guy looking at HPs trying to find a computer to run his accounting software launches Internet Explorer at a Best Buy, and up comes Meat Spin. You spin me right round, baby, right round. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we'll put a link to Meat Spin today on the show notes. How about that? Donaldson said he wanted to warn other families to be on the lookout. Quote, our message to parents is that something like this can happen, and make sure you are the first one to look at it. Chicago TV station WMAQ, WMAC, reached out to other retailers to see what their policies were. Oh, of course they did a piece on this. Five on Your Side investigates local retailers selling computers with preloaded porn. The reporter probably ambushes a poor 16-year-old kid working at a Circuit City.
I don't know, I'm just holiday help, I'm sorry. Please leave me alone.
I got one more story for you, and it comes from Iowa, specifically Des Moines. A Des Moines, Iowa man faces charges for a fight that left two men injured, which may have involved an unusual weapon, a log. Dickie Lee Jones, 45, that's about right for someone who is using a log as a weapon. Dickie Lee Jones is accused of trying to pick a fight with a woman Wednesday at a Des Moines apartment, then assaulting two men who tried to intervene with a fireplace log. Michael James Butts, that's really how they should market logs. Logs are very versatile. You can use it to start fires, you can beat the shit out of people, kids love it. Why aren't we marketing logs? Michael James Butts, 46, another great name in this news story, said he had a ruptured left eardrum and pain to the back of the head, while Eldon Hunsicker, 45, said his nose was broken, according to a police report. Jones has denied using the log during the scrap, but he's been charged with assault or display of a dangerous weapon, a log. Thank you. And is being held at Polk County Jail. There you have it. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with the freaks. Haven't heard from you guys in a while.
Hey, what up, Tim? Just letting you know that shit's fucking funny. Every fucking show you do has me fucking laughing my ass off.
Thank you.
Calling all the way from California. And there's a lot of fucked up shit out here, but I don't know. That's pretty much all I got right now. I just wanted to know that
Use your words.
I'm fucking retarded all of a sudden. I wanted you to know that you're fucking doing a really fucking pimp-ass show, and I really appreciate it. Keep me laughing, man. Later.
Wow, thank you. Well, I will definitely try. Thank you very much for the kind words.
Hey, Tim. First of all, great show. Been listening for years and fucking love it. Anyways, I'm calling about those super freak sideshow guys that called in and started threatening you that if they crossed their path, whatever bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, these guys have got to be the stupidest, you know, entertainers in the world. You're a pretty decent guy. You'd probably help them out if they asked nicely, you know, do some sort of co-marketing deal with them, put a link to their MySpace page or something like that. But no, they threaten you.
They don't know how to approach me.
Whatever. So, yeah, change the name, and no one will ever hear of them again, for sure. Anyways, fantastic show. Whatever. You rock.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll probably just call it the Distorted View Sideshow or something like that. The domain name will remain the same, though, because I'm too cheap and lazy to change it. Ding.
Hey, Tim, just a heads up. I don't know if it's a problem on your end or... maybe it's iTunes.
It's probably you.
So far, in the last couple of weeks, four or five of the shows have been cut off midway through it.
Don't fucking lie to me, you bastard.
The latest one was the 27th show. 8 minutes into it, it just ended.
Did you guys hear that background noise?
Halfway through your sentence. Just a heads up, I missed the show. I missed being able to hear the whole thing. I love the show. I have no complaints at all. You're a genius. So,
yeah, real genius. I actually think this is an isolated problem. It doesn't happen to everyone. Occasionally, though, iTunes fucks up, or your particular copy of iTunes fucks up. I don't think it's a widespread problem where it only downloads a couple minutes of the show. You might be running an old version of iTunes. I don't know. Does anyone know what the deal is? Hey, I'm still talking. Does anyone know what the deal is with that when iTunes cuts off the show? I don't know.
Hey, Jim, this is Tony. I'm just calling in regards to the best moments and voicemail that you had in the beginning of your Thursday the 28th show. And I just love that one, man. I think you said it before, and I laughed just as hard this time. And the little light color goes from zero to black in about 1.2 seconds. Starting off, hi, it's Tiffany. I'm just trying to say that you have no idea what's going to hit you, motherfucker. You don't know. Make a word. Tim, Merry Christmas, by the way. Now I'm making fun of our ethnic groups. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Have a crazy Kwanzaa. And, fuck ass, it won't hit me.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I try to find new openings a lot, but I also try to reuse old ones, too, because some of them are really good, like that voicemail one.
The car. Hey, Tim. Oh, garbage.
This is why I hate
shut up.
Teenagers, and I hate my listeners. It's just
Tim,
so annoying.
I want you to know I'm real proud of you. Me and your mother are real proud.
Hey, Tim, it's Colin in Orange County. I just had a story about how when I first knew I was a freak.
All right, shoot.
I laughed myself to the point of tears while watching United 93.
Oh, Christ.
That's pretty much it. I mean, the part where the guy takes out the mace and starts spraying the passengers with it when they're trying to rush him. And then the plane goes right into the ground. Oh, fuck. 9/11 is funny. All right, that's all I had to say.
I'd like to personally distance myself from his comments. By the way, sir, United 93 was not supposed to be a comedy. Maybe it was sitting on the wrong shelf at Blockbuster or something.
Hey, Tim, it's me, Joe from California. I had a really good idea for your Super Freak sideshow.
Cockshots?
Charlie Brown, out of all the motherfuckers, you're the motherfucker.
Okay, that's my brother being a dumbass, I'm sorry. So my great idea was...
Cockshots?
I know that right now you're charging $5
no.
per month can. I know.
Does anyone want to see my cock?
So what I did is that I went to Safeway and I bought all those prepaid ones, you know, like MasterCard offers them and shit.
Oh, right.
So I did that, and now you can use those online. So you can use those and then pay, you know, they have you $50 amounts, so you can just use that, go over to your website, type in the number, and just charge $50 to your account right there. You need a permanent credit card, you can just use one temporarily. Just an idea for you.
So if you're underage, you can purchase a, which you shouldn't be listening to the show anyways, but if you want to do something that I don't approve of, you can buy a one of those debit gift card, MasterCard, or Visa things, and just use that.
Let me know what you think. Thanks, bye.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Thank you very much, Joe. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. As in, how can a Sextastic Tuesday story with so much promise be so disappointing? You had enemas, catheters, shit, piss, and yet I'm trying to wrap my mind around that fucking story. Please, if you run across a bizarre or strange or funny sex story, email me, show at distortedview.com. I'll give you a free month's worth of membership or something if I read your story. It's just, a lot of times it's hard to find good stories anymore. I feel like we've read, about every fetish there is out there. And I know that's not true, but it's just hard to find them. So, I'm just asking for a little bit of help if you guys are porn freaks. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Of course, dig us on dig.com. And we will be back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Kids love log.
Why rope and fear, owner and fear, rolled over your neighbor's dog. What's razor and snack, and sits on your back, it's log, log, log.